Once upon a time, there lived a young woman named Ada. There are three things you must know about her. The first was that she hated to spin. The second was that she longed for adventure in her life, and so she told stories, or, as her mother called them, lies. And the third was that despite these things, or perhaps because of them, she was very kind and compassionate. Though at this particular moment, her mother did not find her to be either. She found her to be disagreeable and stubborn. "Ada," she said, "be reasonable. You must sit and spin. All the other girls your age do it, and so will you." "I won't," said Ada. "You will. I won't. You will. I won't." And just at that moment, the queen came riding by in her royal coach. She had chosen that fine early summer day to tour the countryside, and she took pride in helping her subjects with their problems. So she called the coachman to stop, and she knocked on the little cottage door. When Ada's mother saw who was there, her face turned beet red, and she could hardly speak.
Your Majesty, I hope that you didn't overhear."
"I did," said the queen, "but perhaps I can help. Tell me, what is the problem?" Well, the poor woman did not know what to say. She couldn't very well admit to the queen that her daughter was lazy and stubborn and refused to spin. But Ada leapt to the challenge at once. "Your Majesty," she said, "I love to spin more than anything in the world." Her mother stared at her. "Yes, more than anything in the world, but my family is too poor to buy the flax that I would like, and so there's never enough for me to spin. My mother was just telling me that I would have to satisfy myself going yet another day without spinning, and I said I won't." "I think that I have a solution for you," said the queen delightedly, "for you see, there is nothing that I love more than the sound of the spinning wheel, and I have plenty of gold and plenty of flax back at the palace." "My good woman," she said to Ada's mother, "your daughter is a young lady, and I dare say she is ready to make her way in the world. If you allow me to bring her back to the palace, I promise she will have more flax than she knows what to do with. She'll have good meals and get a good education." Ada's mother looked up. "Well, Your Majesty knows best, I suppose, and perhaps my daughter will learn a lesson." But Ada would not let anything dampen her spirits. Spinning or no spinning, she was moving to the palace. She said goodbye to her mother, packed her things, and soon she and the queen were riding in the royal coach. They found that they got along rather well. It was almost time for dinner when they got back to the palace. "But first," said the queen, "I must show you the spinning cottage. You'll love it." Out at the edge of the garden was, well, not what Ada would have called a cottage. It was enormous. Inside were three huge rooms filled from floor to ceiling with nothing but flax. Ada stared. She was not prepared for this. "Now, I've been thinking as we talked. You are a clever girl, and you're determined, and I like that. It makes no difference to me that your family is poor. You see, I have a son, Prince Johann. He's old enough now that he ought to be looking for someone to marry, and I think if you are as hard-working as you say you are, I would like to have you as a daughter-in-law. If Johann pleases you, and if you can spin these three rooms of flax, then you may have him as your husband. Come, Johann will be waiting. Dinner's almost ready." Ada was too stunned to speak. She followed the queen back toward the palace, shaking her head, thinking that no one, not even a prince, could ever make her want to sit and spin all that flax. She would simply have to run away. But when she walked into the dining room, Prince Johann stood up, and he was the most beautiful man she had ever seen. His eyes, his smile, the way he bowed so gently and lifted her hand, saying, "Welcome." When she finally found her tongue, they talked and talked all through dinner. "Johann, why don't you show Ada around the palace?" said the queen. And they spent the evening walking through grand ballrooms and secret passageways, and by that evening, when Ada went to sleep, she vowed that she would spin that flax, she would marry that prince. She went to work the next day with great determination. She sat down at the wheel and put her foot on the treadle. It spun and it clicked. She picked up the flax and licked it. She twisted it between her finger and her thumb and she began to spin. She worked away, thinking of Prince Johann. But her determination began to wear thin. The flax did not spin evenly.
Her foot began to ache, her mouth grew dry, her thumb and her forefinger seemed raw as if they would fall right off of her hand, and by lunchtime she had only managed to spin one spindle. And there were 3 rooms of flax. Never, she said, never. It will take me 300 years. I'll never marry the prince. Oh, I can't. I hate spinning. I can't. And she began to cry. That was how the queen found her when she came to fetch her for dinner. Ada's face was red and puffy, and there was only one spool finished. My dear, she said, what is the matter?
Your majesty. You see, I've never been away from my mother before. And I was so homesick that spinning brought me no joy today. I'll work harder tomorrow, I promise.
Well, why don't you come and have dinner, and perhaps you and Johann can go riding this evening. After a good night's sleep, I'm sure you'll be up to your task. The ride was magnificent. They raced their horses across the green rolling hills and strolled slowly back through the orchard. Ada went to sleep once more, determined that she would spin that flax. But the next day was even worse than the first. Her foot was sore at once, her mouth was dry as cotton, and her finger and thumb, they seemed as if they were 2 big blisters. Oh, I can't do it, I can't do it, I can't. She threw herself at the windowsill and stared outside. I would give anything, she said. I would give anything if somebody would come and spin this flax, if I could marry the prince, if I never had to touch a spinning wheel again, anything at all. But of course that would never happen, and so she buried her face in her arms and wept angry tears. Suddenly she stopped. She heard footsteps. When she looked up, there were 3 of the oddest looking women she had ever seen. One had a great flat foot that slapped the ground as she walked. The next had an enormous lower lip that hung down over her chin. And the third had such a large thumb it looked like a sausage dangling from her hand. They were walking toward her. We heard that you needed our help, said the first. But who are you?
We are the 3 spinners. We will spin your flax so you may marry the prince, and you will never have to touch a spinning wheel again.
Oh, but I don't know what I could give you in exchange.
That is simple, they said. When you get married, invite us to your wedding. Invite us as your cousins. Let us be guests of honor. Seat us at the head table. And above all, do not be ashamed of us. Will you do that?
Gladly, said Ada. Please come in.
They set to work at once. Flatfoot slapped her foot down on the treadle and began treadling so that the spinning wheel spun. Longlip licked the flax. And Thick Thumb began to twist it between thumb and forefinger, and in less than a minute's time, she flicked that spindle with her thumb and off it flew, full of the finest thread that Ada had ever seen. They did not stop their work until they heard the queen approaching that evening.
Marvelous, said the queen. My goodness, you have worked hard today, Ada.
That evening, Ada and Johann strolled around the pond, hand in hand. And the next morning, when Ada came to the spinning cottage, the 3 spinners were already hard at work. By midday, they were done.
How can I ever thank you, she said.
Flatfoot, Longlip, and Thick Thumb looked back at her. Simply keep your promise, they said. It will determine your good fortune. And they left. When the queen found that the work was done, she asked Ada, Well, do you like my son Johann? I know he would be honored to have your hand in marriage. Will you give it?
Yes, said Ada.
And they began the wedding preparations at once. As they sat down to make the guest list, Ada remembered the 3 spinners.
Johann, she said, I must invite my 3 dear cousins, for without them I would know nothing about spinning, and that flax would never have been spun. We would never be married.
Well, then, of course.
Johann, I want them to come as guests of honor. I want them to eat with us at the head table.
Anything you like, he said. So the invitations were sent. The wedding day came, and it was a beautiful wedding. The meal was served in the banquet hall, but before the guests picked up their forks, a ripple went through the crowd. The 3 spinners had entered the room, and no one, not even the prince, could hide his amazement. Flatfoot's long foot flapped on the floor as she approached. Longlip's mouth hung open in a gape, and Thick Thumb looked as if she was carrying a sausage with her.
Who are they?
Those, said Ada, are my 3 dear cousins.
Well then,
"Welcome," said Johann. But by the time dessert came, his curiosity got the best of him. He turned to Flatfoot. "Tell me, dear cousin, how is it that you came to have such a big flat foot?" From treadling," she said, "for I am a spinner and spinners treadle."
"Aha," said Johann.
He looked at Long Lip next. "And how did I come to have such a large lip? From licking, for I am a spinner and spinners lick."
"Aha."
He looked at Thick Thumb. "And I suppose you want to know how I came to have such a thick thumb," she said. From twisting, for I am a spinner and spinners twist."
"I see," said Johann.
That evening, when all the guests had left and the two of them were alone, he turned to Ada and said, "My dear, now that you are a princess, will you continue to spend your days in the spinning cottage, spinning away like your cousins, or would you like to do something else?"
"Oh, Johann," she said with a laugh, "you were the only thing that ever made spinning seem worthwhile. There is nothing I would love more than to give it up for the rest of my life. What I would like," she said, "is to learn how to be queen."
And so from that day on, Princess Ada had the life she had always dreamed of. She spent many happy hours with her husband. She learned how to rule the kingdom wisely and well. And whenever there was spinning to be done, she called upon her three faithful cousins. And clever Ada never touched a spinning wheel again.